Well, hello people, and how are you today? It's sunny in the UK today, makes a change, about 24 degrees, slightly breezy. Now, here is a falcon. I do like these birds. And it's connected to a news item, which basically connects the other topics I'm going to talk about. And of course, these are just my thoughts. Well, as you know, the Olympics is in full swing. And of course, it's gone woke. Now, I'm old enough to remember Olympics way back. And the beginning ceremonies were a touch of class. They tried to convey what the Olympics meant. But the Olympics in France, you can forget all that. It's another chance to virtual signal. And the way I call it is kind of like the Olympics have been feminized. And that means it's all about the superficial stuff and not about the games themselves or even the sports people. Men generally, wokeness is always kind of anti-masculine, have you noticed? That's not by accident at all, guys. You see, a lot of femmes hate real men, masculine men, because they can't goddamn control them. Everybody must remember going to a family do or a party somewhere where their femme and her husband are there. And his wife, loving wife that is, does nothing but degrade him in front of all the people there. I mean, femmes must feel inferior to males, otherwise they wouldn't do that, would they? But there was one saving grace at the French Olympics, and that was Celine Dion sang. And I know how difficult it must have been for her to actually do that, and she was obviously very good. Well, of course she was. I believe she's Canadian, just like me. The Olympics, I'm afraid, is just a vehicle now to push wokeness. And as I've said before, wokeness comes from the femme brain. It's a femme's ideology. They don't usually have problem-solving skills like males generally do. They just create problems and then walk away. And speaking of wokeness, let's talk about America. Let's not. Poor old United States has turned into Banana Republic. And the media and all the people are trying to turn Harris, the VP, into Superwoman. Sorry, Superfemon. And the lies are continuing all the time. And if the American people believe it, then they deserve everything they get. The trouble is, of course, she's a femon, which means a lot of femons will vote for her, not because of her policies, and not because she's just a terrible candidate, which she is. No, the femons will vote for her because she's a femon, and that's all that they need. Of course, these femons don't understand if she does get into power, their lives will be affected also. But that's the femme brain, isn't it? They have the hive mind. They voted for Justin Trudeau because they liked the cut of his jib, or even just his hair. They didn't even really know who he was, but that didn't matter, because femmes vote with their feelings. Oh yes, femmes curate loads of problems, but they never generally have to deal with them. Anyway, back to this news item. As you know, a couple of my videos ago, the seagulls around the coast in the UK have become a menace. And it's because they were protected in 1981, even though they weren't on the endangered list. And because they're protected and breeding on top of houses and there's plenty of fluid supply everywhere, they basically are overbreeding. So of course, instead of culling the seagulls, this shopping mall brought in a deterrent, a falcon. And that's putting a band-aid on the problem, isn't it? But before this person could actually use the falcon to deter seagulls, because people were complaining their food was stolen all the time as they were walking along, this person came up to the falcon owner and started hitting him, saying, "You can't bring that falcon here and harm the seagulls." And of course, you've guessed it, it was a femon, of course. This femon's obviously thinking with her feelings. And also, the seagulls are creating chaos and drama at seaside towns. And of course, femmes love chaos and drama. And there seems to be nobody in the councils to actually step up to the plate and agree that the seagulls are way overpopulated for the area. And that's because most of the council people are femmes, and they're not well known for solving problems. Virtual signalling, yes. The reason why seagulls are a big problem in the seaside towns, not all of them, but most of them, is because they're overpopulated for the area. They need to be culled. Anything else is just putting a band-aid on it. And I remember quite some time back, people used to like seeing seagulls, but not anymore. They've become nothing but a pest, and they don't even act like seagulls anymore either. I mean, what's ever happened to common sense? Them ones kind of remind me of lemmings. You know, when they all get together and just run off the cliff and kill themselves. That's the sort of hive mind femons have. You'd think maybe one lemming would stop and think, Jesus, just a minute.
If I jump over this cliff, which is very high, I'm gonna die. I ain't doing that.
Nope. They'll follow the herd. To their destruction. And I drank Moretti last night, for a change. Yes, it's not as zappy as a Peroni, but it was smooth. It was nice. Tonight, I don't know what I'm gonna have, but I'll let you know. Take it easy, fellas.